what we want. And he said, when he said, let us make man in our own,
in our image,
after what? The likeness of what?
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Many people who ain't gonna never understand what God means, let us.
They're gonna never understand it. Who is he talking to? That's three people, separate people. He's saying let us.
Mm-hmm. We understand what Jesus was saying. See, I say Jesus. Mm-hmm. Way back in when we get through with this, we're gonna be the most valuable people in Clear Lake. Huh? Uh-huh. Most valuable people in Clear Lake. Hallelujah. When he said let us, when Jesus said let us, wait a minute, God said that. When Jesus said let us and do what?
Make man
in our
image.
That sounds like just like he was talking about somebody else, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Huh? He was talking about somebody else, himself. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And then what? After our likeness.
Our likeness.
Thank you, Jesus. And then he went on and he, he didn't create Adam yet. He was just talking about it.
All right. He didn't do it yet.
Uh-huh. He didn't, you know, it was on the conversation.
Just in his mind.
Between himself. Mm-hmm. Us is, God is a spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
And God have his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? And God have his spirit.
Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Us. Mm-hmm. Let us. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. What is it said about three give?
There are three that bear record in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Father's word.
Uh-huh.
The Holy Father.
Uh-huh.
Holy Ghost.
At this time, the Father figure wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. At this time, in Genesis. So it was God. Well, you know who God is, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
He's who? He's the Father.
Yeah.
See, but the plan of salvation wasn't in play yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. So it was God, His Spirit, His Word, and His Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And His Spirit.
Us.
Us.
That's what God is talking about in hell. Oh, he just got this all messed up. He said us. That means somebody, he had a wife up there. He had a son up there. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Peter was up there. John was up there.
Oh, no.
He hadn't even made man.
No. Thank you, Jesus. Mary was there. His mama was there, huh?
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody went as far as said his wife was there. He had a wife up there.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, they come up with some other.
Don't
they come up, oh, my goodness. I love to run into those kind of people. Huh? I just tear them up. I keep them going. Thank you, Jesus. I keep them going. Thank you, Jesus. And then later on, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. I'm in the seventh verse, second chapter. Y'all got that? Just follow me. And breathed what into his nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, every time you read this, and just like it's new to you all the time, don't it? Thank you. Later on, we ain't gonna talk about Eve, cause she wasn't even there yet. Nah, she wasn't there yet. But later on down the line, this man that God made, he was so proud.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. See, we have to, when we preach the oneness of Jesus, we have to go back to Genesis. Because a lot of people think the Genesis part is old and over.
Yes.
Yeah,
no, old.
No, no.
Amen.
Amen. You got to go back.
Yes.
To be able to understand the present.
Yes. All right.
You got to.
Come on.
You got to go back and find out about how do we get in this state?
Yes.
People don't, see, that's the part they don't understand. How we get in the state that we are in. But Ted, they don't understand that part.
Uh-huh.
They don't preach it like the church is full. So y'all get ready. Thank you, huh? They don't understand, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
One man.
One man.
God talked to.
Hallelujah.
And the woman was not there yet.
Amen.
She was still in his will, but when he told him not to touch a tree that was in the garden, Eve was not there.
No.
Can't blame. We truly cannot blame Eve. We can't. Huh?
Amen.
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 Because she was not there when God told him not to touch the tree.
That's right.
Of knowledge. Huh?
Amen.
Later on, when Eve came, see, the devil knew not to go to Adam.
That's right. That's right.
Because Adam will go and tell the devil, you get behind me, you liar. God told me not
God
to touch
told me.
That
Amen.
Tree.
God told
so
me.
So he used a trick.
Yep.
And went to, when the woman was later on, took out the side of Adam and formed Eve, and she came out. He knew that she didn't know.
She wasn't
That's
there.
Why he went there and tricked her.
Yeah.
It was entirely not her fault.
She was tricked.
And I'm quite sure that Adam mentioned to her about the tree, but still, God didn't tell her.
That's Amen. Right. That's
right. So the devil come in and tell her something contrary to what God said not do.
Amen.
So she got tempted and got that fruit and got to eating and got to tasting good. Honey, oh, that fruit got to tasting good. Mm-hmm. And then she said, oh, try this, Adam. It's just good. I don't know why. Well, why he didn't remember? And that's the tree. Is that the fruit that came off that tree? In my mind, if Adam haven't ate that tree, would we still be in trouble?
No.
We wouldn't be in trouble.
We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in.
Eve got the did it, huh? Yeah. Eve took over, but as long as Adam, if he didn't eat of that tree, we'd be all right.
We'd be all right.
But God didn't tell Eve.
That's right.
He told Adam.
That's right.
Thinking he should have kept a closer watch over his wife, like we have to do today. We have to keep our. Wait a minute. I don't want to change this. You know the Eve story would just get you in trouble. It's hard to preach the Eve story. They get us in trouble, don't it? If he had a kept a closer watch, whatever he was doing, he turned his head away from Eve.
Oh, no.
But if he was watching Eve, he probably could have stopped her.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Lord, I'm gonna change this, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he still ate of the fruit.
All right, boy.
She bit it and take it to Adam. Adam went on and he still did it. Huh? That's when man fell out.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
Yes.
We drill each other with this. This is when it all started. But here's the title of my message today, if the Lord bring it out like he wants to. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had to do intervention.
With man.
Intervention.
Y'all hear that? Keep that in your mind, huh? Somebody gonna say, Jesus? That's Genesis. Jesus wasn't there. Yes, he was. When we get through, I'm going to show you, Jesus was there. He had to do intervention, because man messed up. Y'all watch that show, Intervention?
Yes.
Have you seen that show?
Yes.
You know, person on crack and on dope and on something else, and they do intervention.
Yes.
Well, God had to intervene, because man messed up.
Yes.
Now, we're going to go and get to the part I want, want us to hear. In the 8th verse, in the 3rd chapter.
All right.
This is the intervention that Jesus did.
Yes.
And when we read this, I want you to listen to it real good. Okay. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
All right.
And Adam and his wife had hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God,
amongst the trees of the garden.
Y'all hear that said?
Mm-hmm.
Lord God will did what?
Walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
That means Jesus been this way before.
All right. Amen.
Can y'all see that?
Amen.
Right now.
Said divorce.
All right.
Huh? Of what?
The Lord God.
Walking
in the garden.
In the garden. That means he was on the earth. Mm-hmm. Walking Hallelujah. In the garden. The voice of the Lord.
All right.
Coming to them. They can hear it coming closer. And they knew who that was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no stranger to them. That's God coming. Mm-hmm. I think you done got me in trouble. I ain't got you in trouble. The Lord told you not to eat the tree. He tell me not to eat the tree. He told you not to eat the tree. Don't put me in that.
First fight.
Yeah, that's the first argument.
If you had a deal with the Lord said,
we would be in
we'd be all right.
Yeah.
I know we're in trouble because, you know, he have to be serious for him to come from heaven to deal with us.
All right.
Jesus had to intervene.
All right. Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Because man messed up.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? When we get to read some more in these scriptures, we're going to show you that voice that was walking in the garden in the cool of the day was Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Because the voice of the Lord is the word of God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John, I believe, it might be Luke, one of them, I think it's John 58. Jesus said to the people that was disputing ways, that very first, I said unto you, before Abraham was,
I am. Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Who said that?
Jesus
said that.
Yeah.
So when that voice of the Lord that was walking in the garden came, it was Jesus coming.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God already had the name Jesus ready for us way back then.
Yes.
When Adam messed up.
Yes.
And God Almighty sent his word to Adam and Eve walking in the garden. See, a voice of the Lord speaks.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when it speaks his word.
Amen.
Huh? He didn't come in there and go. He didn't say that. He didn't want to be retarded. Thank you, Jesus, huh? He won't be talking and he's going, Adam and Eve would say, what's that? You know what? See, when Adam and Eve heard God, they understood God. So that, Cal? Huh? That's right. They understood. You see, because Jesus said, what did Jesus say to Adam?
He said, where art thou?
First, what did he say? He said something before.
And he said,
You want to find it?
Now, later when he said I was naked?
No.
No, it was saying, where
art
thou?
What did Jesus say to
why hast thou hid?
He said what?
He said, where art thou? He said, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him.
Excuse me. What did the Lord God say?
Oh.
When the Lord God did what?
Called unto Adam.
What did he call him, Junior?
Oh, no,
Adam. Called by his name.
Adam.
He called him Adam.
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 Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. That's the word. Came out of the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Which was Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Way back then. Jesus was the word of God then. He was the word of God when he came.
Yep.
And the word of God when he went back to heaven.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us. Huh?
Yes.
Come on. Let us.
Let us. Yes. The word
God
of Jesus.
And his word.
Jesus.
Is us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Adam. Where you at? He knew where Adam was.
Yeah.
Well, he just wanted Adam to listen. Sometimes God had to call us to get our attention. I want you to listen what I'm saying to you. Where are you?
Where are you?
Huh? Who told you was naked?
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat of the tree that I told you not to do it. Did I tell you not to touch that tree? Huh? Mm-hmm. They knew they was in trouble.
Yeah. Yes,
for that reason, everybody that entered this world is guilty.
That's right.
of that sin.
One man.
Everybody that was born of a woman, huh? Come out. You're a born sinner. It's in the word.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus had to come and intervene, make them some clothes, you know, and fix them up, and say, I'm not going to kill them. I'm not going to destroy them. I still love you. I come down here to intervene, to give you some intervention, because you done messed up from what I told you not to do. Mm-hmm. The world today yet need intervention.
Amen.
Yes.
But we're going to find out how we're going to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
Jesus was in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
God sent his word down way back in the beginning. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Had to tell the people when he came here, I was before Abraham. You can't tell me nothing. Thank you, Jesus. And somewhere in Luke 10 and 18, if people just didn't understand what God was saying. Jesus was saying, hallelujah. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Yes.
Come on. All right.
You got
now.
That right there? Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall from heaven. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Luke 10 and 18.
So I'm trying to show you it was Jesus way before the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus said, I, with a capital I,
mm-hmm.
only one I, the single I,
mm-hmm.
beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that he just made a statement there, but Ted, that I was here before I even created the earth. In the fullness thereof. Y'all write this stuff down because this is serious.
Yes.
Huh? So he just made a statement that I was here before the earth was formed.
Mm.
I beheld Satan. I saw Satan.
Mm.
I'm the one that sent him on his way.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Huh? Jesus tried. He tried so hard to intervene with man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, from Adam to Jesus coming to the earth, he did so many things. We know the story about Noah. He destroyed the earth. He intervened again through who?
Moses.
The ark.
The ark. Noah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other intervention that he made. He destroyed everything, and only 8 people to survive, and 2 animals, and bugs, and fleas, and ants of each species.
Mm-hmm.
He started all over again.
Hallelujah.
He did intervention.
Intervention.
Huh?
Amen.
He tried, and he tried down through the years with the Israelites, huh? And it still, he sent the 10 commandments.
Yes.
Through Moses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did the people do after they received the 10th commandment? When it made a what?
Golden calf.
Golden calf. Oh,
worshiping idols.
Worshiping it. Carrying it down the street. Praising the golden calf.
After he
and God said, shake his head. I'm trying. From Moses, he went on down through the ages. He Jesus was a busy God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He spent most of his time trying to fix us.
Yes. Yes.
Man.
Yes.
See, in his plan, he wanted us to be happy.
Yes.
He wanted us to have everything to our tip of our finger.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be just a being that love him, sing songs and worship him. But man was just so messed up. Thank you, dear. Did y'all catch the part about Jesus was walking in the garden?
All right.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. John 1st, verse in John. You write these down and somebody try to change stuff around. You take them to the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is St. John.
St. John. John was a special man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loved all his disciples, every one of them. But for some reason, John had a talent of understanding what Jesus said to him. Preach to him. God just knew deep down inside that this man was getting it. Out of all the disciples, even Peter, even Peter, he saw the gift in John. And then John was the last apostle. He was the last disciple of the 12 that lived. Thank you, Jesus. They killed him. Peter got his head chopped off, and other things happened to other people like Stephen. Well, he wasn't a disciple. John, but the other ones, that John?
John had his head cut off.
No.
John.
Yeah, Peter. Peter had his head. The Bible said that the John was the only disciple that died of a natural death.
Didn't see it there.
He died of a natural death. John was the only one. What they did is, instead of cutting his head off or chopping him up, they exiled him and sent him to the island of Patmos. And they said, "What is it? If you know about that island, it wasn't a place to be. Definitely. Snakes and lions and whatever. Things probably that we don't know about, huh?
Put him out there to die.
They put him out there to die.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he lived in the cave, a cave. And he was the apostle that we call the Revelator.
John the Revelator.
Huh? God gave him the revelation of who he was.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He was the only apostle, the only disciple that died of a natural death. He was the last disciple. Write that down and research it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. John, the revelation. That's why when you read in John, St. John, it's powerful. Because he knew who God was. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said in the beginning, see, he got it. Was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word what?
Was with God.
With God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God. Thank you, Jesus. And what else?
The same was in the beginning.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Yes.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Was in the beginning.
In the beginning.
With God. Because God's word is with God.
Yes.
God is a spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And then his word, y'all got it? Is the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got that?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. What did it say?
All things were made by him.
Oh, wait. The Bible just said that all things was made by Jesus.
Come on.
Said, wait, you didn't say that. Yes, you did say that. Because in the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
And in the beginning was the Word was what?
God.
With God.
With God and what?
The Word was God.
Was God.
So everything was made what?
By him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is
him?
Without him, not anything made that was made.
Jesus is the Word of God.
All right.
God sent his word down in the garden when Adam messed up.
All right.
Walking in the cool of day.
Hallelujah.
And called Adam by his word.
Yes.
By name. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Called him.
Sure did.
See, the voice of the Lord, it can just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Never say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time the voice of the Lord say something, that's the word of God.
Yes.
Y'all catch
all
that?
Right.
Yes.
God, thank you. And his voice, okay? Jesus could not say nothing,
All right.
Until the voice speak.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all catch that? Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're gonna be the most powerful people in Lake County. If that's not another Jesus name church or Jesus only church or apostolic church in Lake County, Hilltop is the most powerful church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We could twist the mind of Clear Lake.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because they just won't understand. I was brought up and I was taught that Jesus is the Son of God, separate, separate from God, like me and my Father. Not so.
All right now.
Some people can't get beyond that. Mm-hmm. Y'all just bad with me thinking. They can't get beyond that.
Yes.
But we know that in order for God to be a father, he had to have a son.
Thank you, Jesus.
And since he was all by himself and there was nobody else,
but
see, who can I? Oh, I'm going to send my word down.
Hallelujah.
My voice.
My voice.
I'm going to send my voice down again. To do what?
Well among men.
Intervene.
Intervene. Amen.
For man. Intervene could stand for redeem. Bring back man back the way I started with Adam.
Yes.
I got to bring him back. I want you to be back where Adam was.
Hallelujah.
And it just didn't work. Because man was just so wicked.
Yes.
But Jesus was in the beginning when he walked in the garden. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give me 4:26.
John.
Thank you, Jesus. Now we know that Jesus was in the beginning. And he had to come back down here again to intervene. God sent his word again.
All right.
I haven't read anywhere else in the Bible that where it states where God actually sent his word to the earth after he did it with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all, anybody here know a scripture? From my understanding, I don't believe it is one. The only one I know, it's Jesus.
All right.
Now, Jesus was Jesus then, and he was Jesus when he came. Mm-hmm. He just didn't use the name Jesus then. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Jesus saith unto her,
I that speak unto thee am he.
Hear that?
Right here.
4 and what?
4 and
26. 26. Uh-huh. He said he was who?
I'm he.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He tried so hard. Jesus could have came down, grew up, and just got on the cross, died, did what he had to do, and go back home. But he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because his mission was to let people know who he was.
Hallelujah.
That was his mission.
Yes.
To come down. I want to show y'all who I am. I want you to know me. I want you to know me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to love me. I want you to worship me. So he took time out and he preached and he taught and tried all through his mission to tell them, I'm he. I'm the one to come from heaven.
Amen.
I came from heaven because y'all need some intervention. You're getting out of hand.
Mm.
Man, it's got out of, you know, this is why our church is empty?
Mm.
They have no respect for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They have no respect for the Almighty that created them. Some of them try to get beside themselves like Satan. Huh. Thank Jesus. This is why they don't want to come to church. They don't want to hear no holy, roly preaching. They don't want to hear telling me to stop doing this and you can't do that and you can't do this. Wherever I'm telling you, it's in the Bible.
Amen.
Yes.
And it's what God gave me to preach.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to the party.
Yes.
Sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, go to church and I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. That's why. Don't get nervous, don't get scared, don't feel threatened, don't feel intimidated. This is the way it's going to be.
Amen.
And it's going to be worse.
Amen.
Before Jesus come. Thank you. What it say? The fifth chapter and the 24th verse. Thank you.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Yes.
He that heareth my word.
Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
He that hear what?
My word.
My word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was made what?
Flesh. flesh.
What word?
Jesus.
The voice of God was made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't anybody in this world understand that? Huh? That's plain as can be. Hallelujah. We'll tell you, you're going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go out and we're going to stump the street. Thank you, Jesus. He said, verse 8, I say unto you, the Son can what?
That
lost y'all?
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life.
What are we there? Up on top, up here, on the 19th verse, I want you to go up above. Very, very, I say unto you,
the Son
with a capital, what?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Can what?
Nothing.
Didn't I just say that?
Uh-huh.
Jesus couldn't do nothing. The flesh couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And to what? He can't do nothing. And then what?
But what he see the Father.
What he see the Father do, and what?
For what things soever he doeth, these also does the Son likewise.
I'm the speaker.
Amen.
The voice.
Amen.
I can't do nothing. I can't say nothing. I can't explain nothing to you unless God, my Father, hallelujah.
Huh?
Myself, thank you, Jesus. Tell me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. For what? For the Father love what?
Love the Son.
And show of him all what?
All things that
he himself doeth.
And he what?
And he will show you greater works than these that you may marvel.
For as the Father what?
Raises up the dead.
Raises up the dead.
And quicken them.
Even
so the Son.
The Son quickeneth
him. God, Jesus himself is comparing himself equal with the Father.
They
didn't get it. Don't understand. It's plain as can be. See, don't get me wrong. It's plain because we got it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? To some other people, I don't understand.
Scratch their head. Yeah.
Let me read it to you again. I don't understand. Well, I tell you what. Just believe it.
Amen.
For the word's sake.
Uh-huh.
And then later on down the road, God will open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I went to church. My mom didn't make me go to church. I didn't understand nothing they was doing. But all I understood, Brother Ted, is when they got the shouting and bucking and stuff, I was out the door. Because I waited. When they get in the spirit, that's when I could slip out. That's all I understood. But I didn't know later on down the road.
All right
now.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Whoa. This is powerful.
Yes.
You going to allow me to know who you are?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? I'm nobody. you want me to know, have that much knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We the most powerful people in Lake County.
Amen.
This is where we are, huh?
Yeah.
This is where our church is.
Yes.
And they don't know out there. They don't know what's coming. Huh? The heavy, Hilltop family.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It's going to come their way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what it say? For the Father what? Judges.
The Father judges no man.
Uh-huh.
But has committed all judgment unto the Son.
Equal. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You,
equal. That what all what? All men should
all
honor?
All men should honor the Son.
Even
as
what?
They honor the Father.
Exactly. He what?
He that honoreth not the Son.
Uh-huh.
Honoreth not the Father.
Equal.
Sent him.
Equal.
Amen.
The Father, God, the Spirit,
Hallelujah.
Sent the Word.
Hallelujah.
His word. Down to the earth.
Hallelujah.
Jesus had to intervene with Adam, and then he had to come down and give us some intervention.
Yes.
Because the world is getting out of hand.
Thank you.
It's getting so bad. I mean, this gun situation is getting so bad.
Oh.
Huh?
Yes.
Sitting in your house, minding your own business.
Yes.
A bullet come and hit you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? When the police shot at that boy. And that boy was shooting back at the police. I told God, the bullets had to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
they just ain't saying nothing. Somebody could be dead. You know, because a bullet came. That's how dangerous this world is.
Amen.
It's just getting out of hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus had to intervene with man. Thank you. And what else?
Verily, I say unto you,
yeah.
He that heareth my word.
Hear what?
My word.
Thank you, John. My word. Wait. Did y'all hear that?
No. He is his word.
You see that? My word. Did he say my word?
Yes,
here is my
word. Wait a minute. God's word.
He says it.
Wait. The voice of God. Jesus said, my word. Mm-hmm. Didn't he say that?
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus came down to give us an intervention. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it say.
And believeth on him that sent me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Has everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Shall not come into condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
But is passed from death
to life. Unto life. Verily I say unto you, the hour is come. And what?
And now is. When the dead shall hear.
The voice of the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. You hear that? Hear the what?
Voice.
Hear the what?
The voice.
The voice in the garden. In the cool of the day,
Amen.
It said, the Lord God. Jesus said, the voice of what?
The voice of God.
He said, my God, my voice.
Yes.
It's right there in the word. See how powerful we are now?
Yes.
Ain't no doubt in our mind. Thank you, Jesus. Even if you had to go back a little bit and say, oh, let me get this part right here. Come on, let's go back and get that part. We are the voice of God now. We're going to get to that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said it. When Jesus said, hear the voice of the Son of God, he just said that he was God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And what did it say?
And they that hear shall live.
For the Father what?
For as the Father has life in himself.
Yes.
So has he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Equal. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I could go on and on with this. It gets wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. But the 6th chapter and the 38th verse. Jesus said what?
For I came down from heaven.
You hear what he say? For I came down from heaven. Mm-hmm. What?
Not to do my own will.
Not to do my own will. You know why Jesus said that? Because he was the voice of God.
Amen.
See, that's what they don't understand about Jesus. Jesus is more than just the Son of God. He's the voice of God.
Amen.
I can't do nothing. I'm just a voice of God, the word of God. Until God speak, that's when I come in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't it wonderful?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then whatever say.
But the will of him that sent me.
I just said that. And what?
And this is the Father. Will which hath sent me.
Yes.
That of which he hath given me,
I
should lose nothing, but should raise it up again. At the last day.
Thank you, Jesus. The last day.
Hallelujah.
You're talking about coming back. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what? The what will?
And this is the will of him that sent me.
Yes.
That everyone which seeth the Son. And believeth one which seeth the Son.
Yes.
And believeth on him. Mm-hmm. May have everlasting life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I will
rest. Jesus said,
Capital I.
One I. That's only one capital I.
That's right.
Remember that. One. That's number one. We changed that I into a number one.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Raise him up.
And
thank
I'll
you.
Raise him up.
Last.
It is so much here. I wish we could just take time out and just go through this, and it gets better as you go. And Jesus just plainly showed people exactly when he said to eat his flesh, he's trying to eat the bread, huh, from heaven.
Yes.
That was in my message today, huh? The bread from heaven.
Yes.
But in the 8th chapter, 17 and 18. I'm in John, St. John.
John, what chapter?
17 and 18. As thou hast sent me into the world.
Uh-huh.
Even so I have also sent them into the world.
Yes.
Eighth chapter.
And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
The truth. I'm going to go up to the 8th chapter of John.
That's not
what
I see.
Huh?
We're not reading that.
The
17.
The
17,
isn't it?
Okay, 8th chapter, 17 and 18. It is also written
in the law.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the testimony
of two
men. It's true. Okay.
Let's go up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's start at the 13th verse.
Of what chapter?
Eight and 13.
The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself.
Thyself. Who is thyself?
He's talking to the Pharisees. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thy record is not true.
Now we're going to find out something here. Jesus answered what?
Though I bear record of myself.
You hear what he said? Though I bear a record of myself,
yet my record
is true.
For I know whence I came.
I know where I come from.
Whether I go.
And whether I go.
But ye cannot tell whence I come.
Hallelujah.
And whether I go.
And ye judge what? After
judge
what?
After the flesh.
Because you don't understand.
I judge no man.
You got to. You cannot judge or try to understand me from the flesh.
Yes.
You got to understand me from the spirit.
All right.
You got to have the spirit, to see, and understand. That's what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees. They think he was funny or bad, or they thought they was powerful. And then what? And yet what?
If I judge, my judgment is true.
Jesus said, my judgment is true.
For I am not alone.
For I am not alone.
But I and the Father.
It's what?
And the Father that sent to me.
Okay.
It is also written in your law.
Yes.
That the testimony of two men is true.
It's true.
I am my Father.
And what he said?
I am one that bear witness of myself. And the Father that sent me beareth witness of me.
Come on.
Then said they unto him, where is thy Father?
Yeah, where your Father at?
Jesus answered.
What you talking about?
Know me?
Yeah.
Nor my Father.
Wait a minute, wait. What did he say?
You neither know me nor my Father.
Hallelujah.
For if you had known me.
If you had known me.
You should have known my Father.
Y'all hear that?
Also.
Come on now.
Plain as day.
Jesus came down, God himself, to intervene.
All right.
For us.
All right.
It was a hard job. Thank you, Jesus. We needed some intervention. Man was so messed up. He gave him the Ten Commandments, gave him the laws, and still didn't obey those. So he has to come on, I'm tired of this. I got to go down here and take care of this. I got to fix this. I'm going to go down, jump down there myself and do it myself.
Yeah.
If anybody got to do the dirty work, I got to do it.
Thank you,
Jesus. He said what?
These words spake Jesus in the treasury. As he taught in the temple.
Yeah.
And no man laid hands on him.
Thank you, Jesus.
For his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them.
Yeah.
I go my way, and ye shall seek me.
Shall seek me.
And shall die in your sins.
Yes.
Whether I go, ye cannot come.
Y'all hear these words?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. What did he say?
Then said the Jews, will he kill himself?
Yeah.
Because he said, whether I go, ye cannot come.
Yeah.
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath.
Beneath.
I am
from where?
Above.
Thank you, Jesus.
ye are of this world.
Uh-huh.
I am not of this world.
Plain as can be. Mm-hmm. Can you understand I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. I'm not from this world. I'm from above. Mm-hmm. I'm not, I wasn't born exactly like you was. I came out of the womb because I put myself in her.
Yes.
But it took two, to tangle to bring us out.
Yeah.
But I didn't come like that.
Yes.
I came through the Holy Ghost.
All
Spirit.
Right.
Spirit.
Amen.
Spirit of Jesus.
All right.
I'm the voice of God.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. I'm the word of God. I came down here to be a light.
That's right.
To open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
So you will understand where the world will never be confused as to who I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said, then what? What did he say?
I said, therefore,
to
you, that ye shall die in your sins.
Yes.
But if ye believe not that I am he,